Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. The head of news at the Irish Independent, Kevin Doyle. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Alan.
So, Kevin, you have two or three pages penned by yourself, but your colleague, Fionnán Sheehan, has kind of wrote in with what Ivan Yates has said there, because his page 5 of the Independent today, he says, Harris' honeymoon will end if he bottles the move from McEntee. So can we look at that element first before we look at the rest of what's likely to unfold today? What are your thoughts on what we've heard from Ivan Yates and from your colleague, Fionnán Sheehan, as regards a position with Helen McEntee?
Yeah, not to provide you with boring radio, Alan, but I have to say I largely agree with Ivan Yates' analysis around the Helen McEntee situation and around when an election should take place. On Helen McEntee, there was a point not that long ago where it was Helen McEntee versus Simon Harris for the leadership of Fine Gael. And this was kind of been seen as the next generation, the baton passing. And then as she was spending longer in justice, and you have to remember, Leo Varadkar gave her justice by way of a big promotion at the same time that he demoted Simon Harris into higher education. So she was seen as the coming force, and he was being pushed down the ranks. Her time in justice has been tough, torrid, you might say, and there was a sense that her and Simon Harris, obviously having been pitched against each other for the leadership, were not the best of buddies in Leinster House. Now, I don't think they've ever fallen out or anything like that, as can happen, but they were just on two different sides of the party. And it is, I suppose, in some ways, you do what Leo Varadkar did with Simon Coveney, and you keep your rival close to you, you keep them in a strong position, and most of all, you keep them busy, which she certainly will be in justice. But there is a wider sense that maybe from a public perspective and a voter's perspective, that Helen McEntee hasn't been seen to be strong right in that department. And if Simon Harris wants to change the dial on law and order, that moving her would have been the way to go.
And do you think he will do it?
It seems not. All the noise is now that having toyed with the idea, he has walked back from it and that he is going to leave her there for numerous reasons. One being that the government stood by her when there was a no-confidence motion from Sinn Féin only a few months ago, and that this would almost be an acceptance that actually the new Taoiseach doesn't have confidence in her to do that job. The other is that it would be seen as a win for and give kind of embolden people in the far right. So there is arguments for not moving her as well.
Okay, and then just what else we've heard from Ivan Yates this morning there, deck chairs and the Titanic. He didn't hold back, no, did he, to be honest with you, Kevin? Would you agree with him? Deck chairs and the Titanic?
Well, yes. Well, in some ways, a lot of people have already jumped into the lifeboats, which is the bus out of Leinster House, if you like. We already know there's 11 Fine Gael TDs not running again. They only got 35 seats last time out. So you've one-third of the party gone, and we still expect Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar to also leave the stage completely. So there is, in some ways, an awful lot of people are not on the deck chairs at all. They've actually just left, abandoned ship, if you like. Okay. It is tough, I think. Ivan is right saying Fine Gael going for a fourth term. I think the best thing Simon Harris could achieve is to try and keep his seat number in that mid-30s and get in and be a strong opposition leader and then come back for a term after that, maybe.
There's a human element to all of this as well, and you have done a centre-page spread. It's not true that he always wanted to be a politician. You've actually met the family, you've met the parents, and maybe to round off our conversation this morning as he takes up the mantle of Taoiseach, what were your thoughts on what you came across when you met the family and the background to Simon Harris?
Yeah, and a lot has been made about the idea that he's had a very average upbringing. Leo Varadkar, Mary Lou MacDonald both went to private school, all the rest of it. There's no political lineage in his family. So you said at the start, Alan, that there's no room for sentiment. Now and again, you have to let a little bit in, and the politics will take over by this evening, but there will be for a few hours today a very big moment for that family. And it's quite nice. They talk about a kid who was into magic and puppet shows, wasn't any good at sports, but kind of got involved in a lot of community activities. And they didn't believe that he was destined for politics, never mind the office of the Taoiseach. He actually wanted to be a vet, they revealed to me, which I had never heard before.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for the moment. Interesting day ahead, do you think, Kevin?
Always interesting. That the reshuffle later this evening, I suppose, that'll be his first big decision. And if he puts a foot wrong in that, well, people will already be calling into question his judgment. So it starts by 5 o'clock this evening.
Thank you, Kevin. And full coverage of what Kevin has just shared with us in today's edition of the Irish Independent.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.